This is an oral history interview with Bill Griffith conducted by Kimberly Boozer on February 8, 1994 at the home of Mr. Griffith. The subject of this interview is to receive information concerning Samuel Dr. Griffith and Myrtle Curry Griffith.
Okay, do you remember your mother's birthday?
Yes. November the 9th, 1893. My father was born December the 3rd, 1893. My mother was a little older than Daddy.
Okay.
Just 3 weeks or something.
Yes, not too much. Do you know what your mother's parents did for an occupation? What did they?
My mother was raised in Abbeville, and my grandfather owned a general store and a cotton gin, and owned a big farm in Abbeville. Now, I don't know what year it was after Mother and Dad was married. My grandfather sold out all holdings in Abbeville and moved to Flintville, Tennessee, and bought 3 or 4 farms up there. Gave a couple of farms to a couple of his sons. And when my grandmother died, which was Grandmother Perry, she died in 1923. And then he bought another farm for my mother's sister and her husband to take care of him, for him to live with him. And he lived there until he died. Now, I don't know when the date he died. But it was, I believe it was during the war when he died. Because they, Dolphy and Doc Jr. and I imagine Emory too, I don't know, and Mother and Daddy went up there for the funeral. That Doc Jr. borrowed a suit of mine to wear at the funeral.
How about her siblings? How many brothers and sisters did she have?
There was 11 in all. She had 9 brothers and 1 sister. Counting herself, it was 11 in all.
Okay. Do you know about what kind of education she had? How far did she get in?
Yes, she had a college education. And come up here now. I'll get there's her. Can you read that top?
Congressional District Agricultural School Diploma.
Mountaineer. I thought it would have the college. I couldn't read it. Didn't know, couldn't read the exact. This was in my brother's. I mean, my mother's brother is in this one. This is 1916. Now, I don't know what year. Maybe the year be on that up there. She was on the honor roll up there in 1914 and 1915. I've got the certificates in there in a drawer.
Oh, really?
Well, she was on the honor roll. Can you see this?
Yes, it's
1915.
May 1915, agricultural school called the Mountaineers.
Daddy attended that same school, but he, I don't think he finished. Because Mother's telling me about she was be sitting in class, and Daddy sat a seat or two away from her, just a little bit toward the rear.
Mm-hmm.
And girls and boys were not supposed to speak or talk to one another. So Daddy would eat a peanut and write a little note and fold it up and press that peanut shell back together. Mother said she'd be sitting there in class and she'd feel something hitting her lap. And she knew what it was. She'd flip her hand down and it'd be a peanut. And open up and be a note from Daddy. But she graduated from this college, but Daddy, I don't think, ever graduated.
Okay.
But he attended school and played football then.
Is this her? Okay. Do you remember anything particular about her childhood? Did she ever mention any, did she tell you any stories or?
Well, she loved to ride horses. We got pictures of her on a horse and had to ride back to side saddle back then, women did.
Mm-hmm.
And also, she, I remember her telling me when, see, all her brothers, nearly all of them, was way older than her. Some were the older ones. And she had to help wash and iron their clothes, you know, and fold them up and put them in their drawers in their bedrooms. And she said she found that in a couple of them drawers one time, the uniform of a Ku Klux Klan. And it scared her to death. She never would let them. I don't guess she ever did let them know that, that she knew it. And she loved to play the piano. She played the piano, and even when I was a little kid, she used to teach piano lessons.
We're in Mobile.
Mm-hmm. And I thought if a boy played the piano, he was a sissy. I wish now I had taken lessons from her. Because I don't know one note from another. And my dad, I don't know much about him except that they farmed, you know, when he was a young boy growing up. And he went to Eddie Wall High School. And he left the 10th grade in Edwell High School and went to a college at Clarksville, Tennessee. They paid him to come up there and play football, and he just finished the 10th grade out of high school. He hurt his knee, and his mother made him quit and come back home. And I think that's when he played and coached at Edwell High School. And then when he left high school, he went up to that agricultural school in Albertville. And that's where he met my mother.
Okay. They had three children together?
Yes.
They had four children.
Well, there was a baby born between Dr. Jimmy and I. Dr. Jimmy's about 4 years and something older than I, and there's a baby born between us, but he's only lived 3 days. But this is.
Very
odd. Okay. Do you remember my granddaddy's birthdays and Catherine's, you know, age of the years?
My daddy.
But mine. I
meant
my granddaddy, yeah.
His birthday?
Mm-hmm.
July the 31st, I believe, 1918.
Okay. And Catherine?
Catherine, my sister, twin daughter.
November, the 9th.
Family.
1944. Maybe your mother was the 10th then.
November
10th. Okay. Okay. Do you remember?
We got it backwards.
Okay.
Mom
was a 9,
and
Catherine
was a 10.
Okay. Do you remember in 1920, did she vote?
My mother?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know when she started voting, but she voted. I remember her and Daddy going to the...
Probably as soon as they let them start voting. I don't know what year they started letting women vote.
Because I remember every time they went and voted, well, he and her both would go together to vote. So I guess it's whenever they passed the law that women can vote.
Okay. What were her daily activities like?
Her daily activities?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she was... just mostly a housewife. And taking care of us kids. And like I said, when I was real small in Mobile, she taught piano lessons.
That's the only time she ever worked.
She got an extra income?
Mm-hmm. But just a housewife. And she never did work anywhere.
Okay. What was her religion? Was she also Baptist?
She was a Baptist.
My father was a Methodist.
My father was a Methodist.
Okay. What about, like, during the Depression?
It was rough.
How rough was it for them?
Well, I only had one pair of pants to wear to see. Nice pair of pants. When I came home from school, I had to take them off and put on older clothes. And then she'd wash them and have them ready for me to go to see the next morning. And I remember one Christmas, they had already told us children that there would be no Santa Claus. And, we weren't expecting anything. Well, about 2 days before Christmas, Daddy got a Christmas card from Life and Cash, the insurance company. Daddy worked for Life and Cash, the insurance company, in Mobile.
Mm-hmm.
And he opened up the Christmas card, and it was a $20 bill in it. And I mean, that's one of the best Christmases we ever had. $20 would buy a lot of stuff, I think.
Well, he was in World War One.
Huh?
He was in World War One.
No, it wasn't.
I said he was in World War
One. Oh, right, he was in World War
One,
yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, is he in the Army, or?
He's an Army, an instrument.
Did he go in the beginning? Do you know what date he?
No.
I believe Doc Junior was just a baby. Or maybe Doc Jr. was born when Daddy left. But anyway, there's a little tale I can tell you about it.
Okay.
When Daddy was drafted, we had his draft card and everything there. And when he was drafted and he finished his training, they were in New York. And they told him that they were leaving the next day to go to France. So he went and wired every penny he had home to mother, because he figured he wouldn't have anywhere to spend it.
Mm-hmm.
So he wired every penny home to mother. And then when they got on the ship and was going to France, they had a canteen on the ship that you could buy peanuts and cookies. And he said he'd sit there and watch his other fellas, eating those cookies and peanuts, and he'd get the doggone hungry, you know, and he'd spend all his money on the mother. Well, when the ship got inside of France, they had sighted land. Then it's when they got a radiogram that the war had ended.
Oh, so he didn't go over until the very end.
But they still went on and had to unload there and stayed over there I don't know how many months they stayed over there before they sent them back, but the ship was inside of land when they received word that the war ended.